What is travel going to look like as restrictions lift or are expected to lift?
Now, keep in mind, the restrictions on us as Canadians traveling, really not that, there's basically nothing there. You've got to use the Arrive Can app when you come back through, et cetera, et cetera. There has still been some random testing at airports, but it looks like that's all being lifted by the end of the month. The big question is, when you have international travelers coming into Canada now as well, they don't have to jump through the hoops. So you would think that that would increase the number of people overall who are traveling. Our big question has always been, can the airlines handle it? Because so far, things have been a little rough, or at least some inconsistencies, both with airlines, but also with airports themselves and staffing and baggage handling and you know, the gates, all of that.
Well, I think we all remember at the beginning of the summer those scenes from places, especially like Pearson in Toronto, where it was just looked like kilometers of unclaimed luggage and these horror stories of people not, their flights just getting canceled at the last second and then rebooked for maybe weeks later. I mean, these unprecedented situations that really speak to an airline industry that is not ready for high demand.
Yeah, so I know you've got a 2-week vacation, but we can't get you out today. We can get you out in about 7 days. Does that work for you? Is that going to be good?
Yeah,
is that going to fly? No.
So is our airline industry ready for any kind of demand? Our next guest is the president of Travel Secure. Marty Firestone is joining us to talk about it. Marty, good morning. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
A little curious about the changes that seem to be coming. I don't know that they're that major at this point. How would you describe them and the impact on travel in and outside of Canada?
Actually, I think one in particular is a major, major increase, and that's the potential. Unless I'm reading it wrong, if you're no longer going to ask for proof of vaccination, that would mean hundreds of thousands, millions, potentially, people who never traveled in the last 3 years because they weren't vaccinated could now enter into Canada and not have to show proof. That should absolutely translate into a massive surge in travel.
And are we ready for it? I mean, we've talked about how the airline industry has laid so many people off, and now, you know, many people are kind of coming into that industry, maybe new in that industry, and they have trouble retaining employees because they don't necessarily pay a really competitive wage. And it can be fairly transient. So can we handle the demand?
No, I'm afraid we could be going back to the summer chaos and mayhem stories awfully quickly. And the reason is, again, many left the industry. Many pilots were given early retirement. You just can't press a button and bingo, be back to infrastructure pre-pandemic. So this was going to be a lull September, October, November, prior to the Christmas holidays. It's not going to be a lull anymore if after September 30th, they take all three of those restrictions away. You watch. They're going to have lots and lots of people traveling. Question is, as you said, is the infrastructure ready to accommodate and handle it?
I'm trying to get an idea. So you say there's potentially, and absolutely, you know, potentially you could have hundreds of thousands or millions that might decide that, hey, we want to go and travel, and now we're going to... But, you know, Canada in the fall, is that usually a destination for travelers from around the world, or as we head into winter? Like, how realistic is that? Yeah, the potential, yes. Reality, what is that?
Potential, just going to see families, that would be reason enough, regardless of the winter and the snow or anything like that. Yes, I agree, it may not be a destination, a sun destination, you know, in October, November, but I still think whatever it was going to be, it's now increased tenfold because now they're going to remove those restrictions.
So do we just
book?
Wait for the chaos?
Buckle up your seatbelt, I guess. I think we're looking at it all over again. Interesting point, though. Wonder whether the U.S. is going to follow with dropping that restriction of proof of vaccination, because at this point, no talk about that, but you still do need proof of vaccination to get into the U.S., so that's going to be interesting to watch if they reciprocate or have some understanding of doing it at the same time Canada does. So that's something to watch out for.
Has there been any rumblings about whether they would do it? Because hasn't pretty much most of the rest of the world dropped most of these restrictions? Aren't we near the end of the long list?
Well, we were the only one that had the Arrive Can scenario. The proof of vaccination was dropped from most countries prior to the summer. They wanted the summer business. probably U.S. and Canada are the few left that were requiring proof of vaccination. I suspect that the two of them are going to announce, I would think, simultaneously this decision. I can't imagine the U.S. not doing it also, but time will tell. We'll have to see.
So what sort of supports are in place for the airline industry? I mean, are they getting any sort of additional funding to hire more people, to have better training, to maybe be paid more competitive wages? What sort of supports are there, if any?
Yeah, I don't think any. Nothing that I'm aware of. And it's not just airlines, you know, it's the terminals. It's so many spots that they all have to improve and get up and running so that we don't have delays. You know what? It's like a domino effect. If that plane has to sit at the gate for an additional 15 minutes, the one that's supposed to take its spot can't get in, and so on and so on. And then the bags start lining up, and then all the problems start again. So the key is, how can they move people quickly through? Without the arrive can, that's going to help. Without random testing, that's going to help. Only time will tell how this is all going to unfold.
Yeah, you still have to have the staff to man the gates, to take care of things out on the tarmac, to take care of luggage, to take care of all of that kind of stuff. And I'm not sure how much you know about the regulations. I know we had a conversation quite a while back about certifying pilots and recertifying and making sure that they have all their health things, ducks in a row, and that there were long delays because of sort of federal red tape about how long it would take for them to get there. That's partially where sort of the pilot shortage was coming from. Got a message in on our text line today from one of our listeners talking about the Transport Canada RAIC pass, the rake pass, in order to work at the airport. That can sometimes, he says, take 2 to 3 months to get it after you apply for it. So there's this delay. So it would seem that there are regulatory problems or red tape that are also delaying the ability to get people into jobs to make this industry smooth again.
Exactly. And this is why I go back to the point that you just don't press a button and instant employment and instant back to numbers pre-pandemic. And therein lies the problem, is we can do as much as we can, but if they don't get it up to the what I would call the normal number, but it appears you need more than the normal number if we get this flow of traffic, there is pent-up demand. People have not traveled in 3 years. There is what we're going to face, and we'll have to see what happens.
So if we are sort of going back to our normal travel pattern then as Canadians, when is the peak travel time? Where are people going the most? I would imagine it's probably, you know, a lot of February Mexico vacations that Canadians are taking. When can we expect the biggest surge?
Well, Christmas holiday should be and will be a big time, and then followed by any sun destination vacations. Who's kidding who? I mean, the minute winter sets in, everybody wants to get out of here. And that's the problem. If you're only going on a 7-day all-inclusive vacation and you don't get out on day one, and your trip all of a sudden becomes a 6-day, and you have to be back to work on day 8, I mean, this is how it all falls apart if there's just one delay. I told someone it's like your snowstorm every single day, and that backs up the system. But imagine every day being a snowstorm.
I wonder if charters more guaranteed because you fill the plane. I guess if that thing breaks, it's going to break. But I mean, that could be possible almost any time.
Exactly. If that gate is not ready to handle that charter flight when it lands, then it gets delayed. And then the one that was supposed to leave 3 hours later doesn't get out on time, and so on and so on.
What are you seeing in your business? Because you do travel secure, a lot of travel insurance, that kind of thing. Are you seeing a rapid influx? Has it been increasing in the last little while? Do you see a spike? What are you expecting for the rest of this year? I get a feeling as to your answer, but I just wanted to see from your business point of view where you're at.
We are seeing numbers that we've never seen before. I have never seen people who now are going away, I'm talking snowbirds for the moment, that are booking from November to April, not coming back in between. It just seems they haven't been down to their condominiums, their places, their trailers, wherever they're going, and they're saying, you know what, this year I'm going, I'm not even coming back in between. So I'm seeing a tremendous boost in insurance and travel for sure. Mm-hmm.
We're going to let you go here, but I just saw something else on the text line from, again, one of our listeners saying that they don't ask for proof of vaccination in the U.S. At least they don't even ask. But it's still a requirement. Maybe is it just part of the documentation so they don't actually have to ask you to show it? It's just because it's already on your records.
That's correct. It's already on your records, or somehow you did it at check-in, or somehow it was done when you got your boarding pass. There is still a requirement to show proof of vaccination to enter the U.S. I can assure you of that. How they see it, I don't know, but definitely has to be.
Okay. Marty, thank you so much for your perspective this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.